you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, boys, come on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, here's the story that has annoyed me. Climate change can cause an uptick in beer prices. A new study published in the journal Nature Plants says that droughts and higher temperatures caused by climate change will reduce the amount of barley being produced. Crops of the main ingredient in beer could drop anywhere from 3 to 17%. That would limit the beer supply, significantly cutting the amount of beer that Americans drink. It would raise the price of beer, possibly putting the drink out of reach for millions of people around the world.
Is anybody buying this in the U.S.?
We would be forced to feed our animals barley rather than put it in our beer because there will be so little of the barley.
I know why you hate this story, because there's still beer everywhere.
Well, no, that's not why I hate the story.
There are plenty of other grains,
because there's more important things about climate change than beer.
Not necessarily for beer. Budweiser uses, you know, you need barley for beer, basically.
There's other grains that you can feed your livestock.
Oh, there's that, yeah. Here's the trouble.
Go ahead, tell me.
With this study.
It's horse hockey.
Okay. It does not take into account that the barley growers and the people that buy the barley already know that they're going to have to get their barley. They're going to have to move their barley production.
Yeah, move it up.
So they're just moving it to a different place. They're just moving it to different places, and they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that simple.
Yeah, we don't really notice stuff unless it's actually, you can't find it. And I'll go look for some beer today and see if there's any shortage.
Yeah, they say.
I'll let you know.
It's not today.
So you're saying they're going to have to grow their barley a little further north?
Or wherever it is. They're just going to have to do it differently.
Sure. Just a different location.
Yeah. They're just going to have to do it differently. They're
going
to do, different breeds of barley. And the barley growing already moving north to Canada.
Yeah, I think that's one thing to let.
They're hoping to expand barley's range with winter hardy breeds. The industry is aware that barley production is shifting. Budweiser investing in new breeds of drought-resistant barley strains. They're breeding for drought resistance and sprout resistance.
Yeah, we're not going to.
So the story, they say, the reason they wrote it is just to bring up some conversation about how climate change affects our daily lives.
Yeah.
And while the headline says beer shortage, that's not the point of the story.
No, it really does.
That's just to get you to read it.
It does a disservice to what climate change will really do. Just kill coastal communities completely.
Well, and it'll force everyone to change their lifestyle.
Right.
Because a guy that's growing barley today isn't going to be able to grow it tomorrow necessarily.
So trying to get somebody interested that doesn't in beer. Oh, it's beer. No, I'm serious.
Has nothing to do with coastal communities. This couldn't be more inland.
That's what I mean.
But barley is kind of a more northern crop.
No, I meant that the fact is that they're trying to get people interested in me and caring about it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, you got to rattle their cage somehow. And if you say, well, listen, all the barley is going to have to be grown up in Canada now, and it's going to cost you more.
Oh, that's right. And the Canadians will have more beer than us.
Well, they'll have more barley.
Yeah. Can't have that.
They'll have all the barley.
We don't like Canada now, right? I don't like them now.
Well,
right?
Look at them.
Yeah.
Bunch of freaks.
Yeah. All free and stuff.
Cornell University scientists.
Unless you're a hockey fan, then you like your Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
Then you like your Canadian imports.
Damn right you do.
Cornell University scientists are using virtual reality to demonstrate how the environment can change perceptions of food. The experiment gave around 50 participants a VR headset as they ate pieces of blue cheese. as participants were placed in various virtual places.
I eat Pekka cheese.
They rated the taste and smell of the blue cheese. Researchers found ratings differed based on the environment that people thought they were in. They believe their research validates the use of VR in scientific testing around food and perception.
Well, yeah, that's a Carlin's old bit. There's no blue food. I mean, there's different colors of food will make you think different, right, when you eat it?
No, this is blue cheese.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, just blue, not blue,
blue
color.
Colored
oh,
cheese.
I got it. I got it.
Yeah, blue cheese. Yeah, blue
it's
cheese.
Just like saying,
and it tastes different depending on where they thought they were.
Got
Every,
it.
Everything tastes better.
Oh, so like a hot dog tastes better at the ballpark, it does your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it does.
That sort of thing.
And by the way, scientifically proven, I think that is.
I think that
I'll
is.
I'll make hot dogs at home. I used to. They're not as good as the ballpark.
They aren't. And they're not as good as ballpark
When you go camping, everything tastes better outside.
Everything tastes better outside.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I think that's scientifically proven.
That is. I don't want to hear anything different on that one.
And Joe America may be able to back us up on that.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Hey. So I'm sitting in the parking lot because I heard beer prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
No, beer prices aren't going to go up. So which is it?
They probably will, but not necessarily because of barley.
Go back to work. You're fine.
All right.
Well, he's not fine, but go back to work.
But sausage has gone up.
Well,
no, it shrinks in the winter.
Oh, that's right. It's a shrinking sausage.
Yeah.
Well, it depends upon if...
He's doing a lot of drinking now, too, because I mentioned yesterday that he's the only person I feel sorry for that the Huskers are 0-6.
About 6 weeks in a row now. Yeah. He's been drinking a lot.
He's been drinking a lot on Saturdays.
Seven.
Yeah.
What if the...
They skip a week.
Pigs he likes to eat are fed barley.
They'll taste even better.
Yeah. Well, that could drive up the price of his sausage.
Yeah.
And his beer.
Yeah. He might have to choose.
Right.
And if Minnesota shows up this weekend, he'll be drunk.
And what if he wants to boil that sausage in beer?
Oh, yeah.
They're both going to be more expensive.
We're keeping him in the car right now. You know that.
Yeah. Well, he better run out and stock up.
Right.
There's got to be some place you can get sausage and beer at this hour of the morning.
Oh, easily. There's some third shift bar open, I'm sure.
I'm sure he knows right where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah, I think that's called his house.
Yeah.
He's got sausage and beer.
In his desk drawer, he probably has a sausage
that's Joe's
and beer
house.
Sitting in there.
He's got a sausage fridge and a beer fridge.
At his work. It's his business. He can do what he wants.
It's like room temperature.
Room temperature sausage hanging in his desk.
Got the summer sausage going. National Bosses Day.
Do they get a lot of love? That's one thing I never was a boss. I guess I technically am Puss's boss.
Today's the day. Today's your chance to suck up to the boss.
Boss is right out there. Boss is, hey, happy Boss's Day.
So, boss.
Hey, boss, happy Boss's Day. What'd you point at?
Glug, glug, glug.
Today's Boss's Day, Jim. Jim sucks play blackout. He's in the hallway now.
Exactly.
I didn't hear that.
I have never been a boss.
Grab a mic there, Jim.
Yeah. Nor have I ever been a boss lover.
Jim, do you ever get any love? From people, because you are a boss. You've been a boss for how many years in radio? 20, 30 years now? 20 years you've been a boss?
I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
Okay.
I know. I haven't counted.
I know. But you've been a boss.
Long time.
Yeah. So anybody give you any love on Boss's Day?
Not usually. Okay. I mean, you guys, like you just did.
Yeah, only because you were standing out there when I saw you. I might not say anything.
No, to me, like a boss is a good boss is like an umpire. Uh-huh. You know, you don't notice they're there.
is that your opinion?
I'm
more like a coach that yells at you now and again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one.
Yeah, I'll take that instead. Because I like to yell now and again.
Yes, you do.
Now and again.
But happy Boss's Day.
Well, thank you.
Will you get anything from the crew?
No, I don't think so. You know, likely Meg will say something later.
She will, okay. Yeah. Well, Meg's cool. She's also new and young.
Bickham will
so
walk
she's not jaded yet.
Bickham will walk by and kind of
grunt.
That means, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Fly Jock Bickham, right?
That's all right.
Yeah, but you also program another radio station. They said happy birthday to you. I mean, it should be not happy birthday, but happy Boss's Day.
You know, I don't think they've done either.
Hold it. Speaking of that, you have bosses. Have you said that to them yet?
No, not today. But now
that ain't gonna happen,
you called us on it, I guess we'll have to do it.
You're gonna have to do it now. And they do have I think I should only have to say it to one boss, and you're my immediate boss, so screw everybody else. Yeah, you pass it along to the rest of
them. You know, my most pleasant interaction every day is with Craig when he says goodnight.
Oh, yeah? When do you say goodnight? At 10:10? 10:15 or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
As getting you walk past,
good night?
Yes, I tell everyone good night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. I thought you did that at night.
No.
No, for us it is good night.
For us, yeah, I'm going to bed. Y'all do what you're going to do. I'm going to bed. Good night.
He's right about that. Well, happy bosses. Well,
thank you. Also, Petey's always very, every morning, says hello.
So. Does he really?
Does he?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. As he walks by, coming from the bathroom. Yeah. So.
we can't avoid your office. You have the pass to go to the pisser. Yeah,
there exactly. is that.
All right. Yes, there is.
Jim Sucks Play Blackout. Okay. Sorry, was that out loud?
Today.
Not today.
So it's Boss's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they get a lot of love.
New Zealand has voted for its Bird of the Year.
That's cool.
Finally.
We've been waiting for this one.
Pins.
At least we won't argue about
needles.
This one. Actually, we're not arguing about that one.
We've been waiting all year for New Zealand's Bird Break of the Year.
They have voted for their Bird of the Year 2018. They chose a bird, a kararoo, that is known for being drunk, clumsy, and a bit of a clown.
All right.
I can support that.
But the New kararoo, Zealand probably the New Zealand government even like this?
Oh, they do this every year.
Oh.
Because hence the Bird of the Year.
Oh, it's a year. Okay.
Yeah. It's the Bird of the Year. The thing is, most of the birds that are native to New Zealand are on endangered lists. And so this particular one is not. However, they voted the kararoo, the Bird of the Year for 2018 in New Zealand, because this bird likes fruits. And you know that fruits are sometimes fermented and contain alcohol. And this bird is known for being drunk. This bird gets tipsy, gets clumsy, and falls out of trees.
Did you do a story a couple weeks ago about some birds eating, it had frozen
That
somewhere.
Was in Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. The berries had frozen, fermented, and then they got drunk because they're tiny.
Exactly.
It doesn't take much to get them drunk.
Well, these birds do this a lot.
They're drunk all the time, so that's why they're the Bird of the Year.
When they can find fermented fruits, they're not always fermented, but when they are, they go for them. They say that they are just lovable birds, and so that is the bird. The drunken kararoo is the Bird of the Year.
Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird.
Thank me later. When you're walking through a store today, singing this, thank me later.
Papa pa uma mao mao papa 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 uma mao mao uma mao mao papa uma mao mao papa uma mao mao papa uma mao mao
papa. And do that
birds that get drunk and just turn into dicks. Are they mostly happy drunks?
Good question.
They're happy drunks.
Save that for Jack Hanna someday.
They say they are happy drunks.
You think he would know?
Yeah, he would like the question.
Yeah,
you guys are crazy. Now you're the one that masturbated. Or took a...
Took
that
the rest of us did.
That's right. We never masturbate. That's where I wanted to go with that. No, whatever. He took a Viagra by himself.
Right. 22.
We love Hannah.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.